Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. In Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verse 23, "But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed." That's reading the King James Version. If we read the New King James, it says, "But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterwards be revealed." What we see here is a statement that tells us that there was a time before faith came, and there was a time now that faith is come. We'd like to look at these two times that are mentioned for us here in Galatians 3 and see what we find concerning them. First of all, before faith came, Galatians 3:23 says we were kept under the law. The New King James said we were kept under guard by the law. The law that's being referred to here is the law that God gave unto Moses at Mount Sinai, that Moses then gave to the children of Israel. In Hebrews 10 and verse 28, we see reference to it when he said, "Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses." In Hebrews 8 and verse 13, it says, "In that he says a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Now that which is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away." So we see then that according to what we've read here in Galatians 3 to begin our study, it says, "But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which should afterwards be revealed." But then in verse 24, it says, "Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith." So we see then that before faith came, before the new covenant came, there was the law of Moses. There was, in contrast to the new covenant, there was the old covenant. And they were kept under that law. And as we read a moment ago in Galatians 3 and verse 23, the King James says they were shut up unto the faith that should afterwards be revealed. And when we went and read verse 24, we see what purpose the law of Moses served. It served as a tutor. The King James Version says it was our schoolmaster to bring us under Christ. So that's what we see concerning that period of time before faith came. But now that faith has come, as we read in Galatians 3, verse 24, and also let's read verse 25, "Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor." So now that faith has come, we're no longer under that tutor. We're no longer under that schoolmaster. We have been made dead to the law of Moses, and we've been freed from that law. Paul states this in Romans the 7th chapter, when he said in verse 4, "Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God." So we're dead, we're freed from the law of Moses. And now, as Galatians 3 in verse 11 says, "But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith." So we're seeing the contrast of two things here. The time before faith came, which was the law of Moses, and now that faith has come, and that is the new covenant, the law of Christ. Also, before faith came, we know that that was the law that was given for the children of Israel. That was the law that was given for the Jews. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 2, I'm sorry, chapter 5. Let's read verses 2 and 3. "The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive." So we see now that this Mount Horeb is the same as Mount Sinai. This is where the children of Israel had been brought. And so it was at Mount Sinai that God gave unto Moses the law, and Moses then gave it to the children of Israel. So as Deuteronomy 5 says, "The Lord made this covenant with us," that is, with them that was there at that day, those that were alive at that time. This was the law that God had not made with the fathers earlier, but a law that he made exclusively with the children of Israel. It's in Ephesians 2 that we read, beginning in verse 11, "Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by those that are called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition or separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, therefore putting to death the enmity." So we see that back during the time of the law of Moses, it was a law that was exclusively to the children of Israel, the commonwealth of Israel. Paul is saying now in Ephesians 2 that Gentiles, they were aliens. They were strangers. They had no hope. They were without God. That was what was existing before faith came. That's what existed during the time of the law of Moses. But now that faith has come, what do we see? We see that now Gentiles and Jew, the Gentiles have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Jesus is our peace. Jesus has made both Jew and Gentile, one, and has broken down that middle wall of separation. But what was that wall of separation? He said he abolished in his flesh the law of commandments contained in ordinances. That was the law that God gave to Moses at Mount Sinai, that he wrote upon the tables of stone, as well as all of the other instructions. That was the law that served as a partition, as a wall of separation. But now, as verse 16 said, he has reconciled, that is, he has brought together both Jew and Gentile to God in one body through the cross. So we see then that before faith came, the law was for the Jews. But now we see that faith has come, now that faith has been revealed, as Galatians 3 and verse 23 says, that faith has come Before that, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. So now that faith has been revealed. And as Mark 16:15 says, he that believeth and is baptized, let's go back to verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So see, the gospel of Christ, the new covenant, the law of Christ is not a law exclusively for any particular race, nationality, or what. It is to go into all the world. Why? Because of what we've read a moment ago in Ephesians 2. God has reconciled all men now through Christ so that we can be no longer enemies at one another. But he has broken down that which served to separate us. Also, before faith came, we see that Moses was the lawgiver. In Hebrews 10, verse 28, we read just a moment ago, anyone that rejected Moses' law died without mercy. So we see that it's referred to as Moses' law. In Hebrews 3 and verse 5, Moses indeed was faithful in all of his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things that should be afterwards spoken. But down in John 1, notice what Jesus said in verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So truly, Moses was the lawgiver. He was the one that gave the law that stood before faith came. But now that faith has come, we look to Jesus. Jesus is the lawgiver. As John 1, verse 17, the law came through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 28 and verse 18, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So we see then that he is the lawgiver. Christ sent the Holy Spirit, as John 14, verse 26, and John 16, verse 13, makes the assurance of. We find that the Holy Spirit guided the apostles, as John 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. The you is the 12 that Jesus is in the company of, here in the 14th, 15th, and 16th chapters of John. It's referred to as the law of truth. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So now we have the law of truth. And in 1 John 4, verse 6, we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who's not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So friends, we see we need to be thankful that we did not live during that time before faith came under the law of Moses, but that Christ came, he nailed that law to the cross, and we now have reconciliation under God, whether we be Jew or whether that we be Gentile. We see our time is gone. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day and return you now to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.